Florida Congressman Adam Putnam in this interview discusses the reaction of U.S. Department of Agriculture officials to complaints from Putnam and other congressmen recently about a lack of USDA funding for research into greening disease, which is the greatest threat to Florida's citrus industry. What was USDA's reaction?
You know, I understand that they're covered up with requests. I understand that there's a lot of specialty crops. I understand that there's a lot of challenges out there, but I don't think there's any crop in any industry that has put together the world-class research program that the Florida citrus industry has put together. And they pledged to follow up with a meeting with our growers and our researchers, the foundation, to walk through the strength of our proposals and our requests for additional grant money, and hopefully put us in the best possible position to be successful in the next round of grants. We do have a plate full of challenges, and we need our state and federal policymakers to go all in to make sure that we're able to save the signature crop of the state of Florida.
Putnam, interviewed while attending last week's crop forecast breakfast at Ray Bob Groves in Alturas, concluded by saying that in spite of the challenges posed by greening disease and other problems, Florida growers remain resilient and the industry moves ahead.
The industry obviously continues to move forward. As farmers, we're resilient and taking these challenges head on.
Stay tuned for regular updates on the Florida citrus industry's continuing efforts to find solutions to greening disease and other problems. I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.